In this bulletin, 15 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales. Victoria's hotel quarantine inquiry fails to determine who hired private security guards. And in sport, Tasmania's Premier supports the cancellation of this year's Sydney to Hobart Dockers. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A coronavirus outbreak at Sydney's Northern Beaches has grown to 85 cases after there were 15 new infections detected. Restrictions are in place for that area and several other parts of New South Wales until Wednesday to stop the spread of COVID-19. The New South Wales government will make decisions later this week about how people in Sydney and surrounds can celebrate Christmas. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says there's community transmission in the Northern Beaches, so it's critical to follow the health restrictions.
Don't just think this is a Northern Beaches issue. We need everyone to help us detect any undiagnosed transmission. Also, we're supplementing that by our sewage surveillance. And again, I'm asking people not to rely totally on the sewage surveillance, but it is an important adjunct.
Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says the outbreak trend shows the new case numbers have risen and then fallen again.
It may go up again. We can't absolutely guarantee that, but at the moment the trend is good. And crucially, despite the fact that we had 38,578 tests yesterday, that's all we found was 15, and they were all linked to that particular cluster.
The Prime Minister says border controls of states and territories to protect communities from the Sydney coronavirus outbreak are understandable, but hopefully a short-term measure. Scott Morrison has commended New South Wales health teams for managing the Northern Beaches cluster and says the geography of that outbreak is helping to contain it from the rest of Sydney. Mr. Morrison says the community reaction to COVID-19 testing is also encouraging, and he remains optimistic that Australia can soon return to a sense of normality.
And so therefore the precautionary actions taken in other jurisdictions is understandable in that context. Let's hope that they won't be required for long. Let's hope that what we see here in New South Wales, and I think there's good cause for that hope on what we're seeing.
Australia's health ministers will be meeting on Wednesday. Victoria's Premier has again apologised for errors made during the hotel quarantine program after an inquiry report couldn't identify who decided to hire security guards. The inquiry report found no consideration was given as to whether security guards were the right personnel to use rather than defence staff or police officers. Victoria's second wave of COVID-19 infections can be traced back to two hotels, leading to hundreds of deaths, but the report said the security decision wasn't made at a ministerial level. Premier Daniel Andrews says he intends to accept all the inquiry's recommendations and that an important lesson has been learned on managing the significant risks of COVID-19.
If I could turn back the clock and receive daily reports on what happens in hotel quarantine as I do now, then of course I would. If we could have a system of oversight that was, I think, the best in the country back then as we do now, then of course we would put those steps in place.
A study from Neuroscience Research Australia shows most older First Nations people prefer using aged care and health services run by Aboriginal communities. Researchers found Indigenous Australians avoid mainstream services because of past discrimination and cultural barriers. The Tasmanian government is backing the cancellation of the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, but is concerned the tourism sector will suffer as a result. It's the first time the event hasn't been held in its 76-year history, but Premier Peter Gutwin says it was the right decision for organisers to make on Friday. Border restrictions have made the race too difficult to run this year, and 75 yachts had been expected to participate in the annual event. Mr. Gutwin says it's vital to keep the competitors and the Tasmanian community safe.
The cancellation of the iconic Sydney to Hobart yacht race for the first time in its history is indicative of the seriousness of these circumstances that we find ourselves in.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, rain and 18. Hobart, much the same, 21. A few showers in Canberra, 22. Early showers in Wollongong, 27. Sydney, similar conditions, 30. Newcastle, rain easing, 28. Brisbane, a possible shower, 34. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.